Wild Comics open Buck Rogers today. Wild Comics open Buck Rogers today. We live in a very exciting world. It's been exciting from the very beginning of mankind's existence. The very beginning of a godlike being on earth. The very beginning of a creative mind on earth that was not bound by what it was appearing to be. Just like years ago when we were children, and when 50 years ago, 75 years ago, Buck Rogers was a comic strip, and Buck Rogers took off to the planets and took off to space and did all the things that imagination would reveal for him to do. And he lived in a very interesting society. And then, not too long after that, the world looked at that society and said, hey, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Let's us do that. Let's us dream with Buck Rogers. Let us have this imagination coming forth from us in its beautiful way. Let's dream like that too. And so they began coming up with all sorts of things, spaceships and rockets. They began doing what Buck Rogers did, and they did even more than Buck Rogers did. For Buck Rogers did it on an earthly basis, and the scientists following Buck Rogers did it on a heavenly basis. They did research into space possibilities that Buck Rogers hadn't even dreamed about. And the material and the attitudes that Buck Rogers had was very human, very ordinary, very, very realistic for the type of life that Buck Rogers knew at that time. Now, if you and I start to be dreaming today, which we can do, we can step far beyond anything Buck Rogers did, and we have. But that's only the beginning. What else are we going to do? What else are we going to create and bring forth from all of the universe and all of life? What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? Well, that's an exciting adventure for us to get into, isn't it? A very exciting and a very wonderful adventure for us to get into. And we have not even begun to think of the possibilities, the ramifications. Let your mind soar into the heavens. Let your mind be unlimited and reach out to all the possibilities that can be. And they already exist. It's just a matter of us putting them forth in our dimension, in our living experience right here and right now. And we can. We can. When I was a kid, I had a Model A, Model T, and they were wonderful cars, and they did wonderful things. But occasionally, something would come loose. And so we'd bring out the roll of baling wire that we had always carried with us, and we would tie it back in place. And it would last for months, maybe for years. And the baling wire would hold things in place, and the car would run just fine. And it's amazing. Now, that was just that. That was just that type of thing. Today, because of the computers and because of the fun things that people are doing with computers, they're going into research and having the ordinary people who are uncomputerized, who just love to play with games with it, people who are not scientists in the sense of the word that they know a certain field of study. And scientists are having people play games by looking at places where oil comes from, where oil can be fractured out of the ground. They're having people look at various things on computers. And because of the thousands and thousands of people who are offering their time and doing the experimental work, scientists are doing things that would cost billions and billions of dollars. And the people are doing it for the fun of it, for the joy of it. Oh, Perhaps some of them are being paid, but most of them are just doing it for the fun of it, because they love being involved in this research of science. They love being involved in the Buck Rogers of today for the magic that comes tomorrow. They take the baling wire that I used as a young person and kept my Model A together. They use that baling wire to connect themselves to all of the infinite cosmic creative forces and bring out the information that is laying there just ready to be utilized, enjoyed, and believed in. At one time, it took 80 days to go around the world, and now it's done in hours. How can we do such wonderful things? How can we accomplish such wonderful things? We accomplish them because we have that Buck Rogers consciousness that says, hey, let's dream. Let's use our imagination. Let's soar into the imaginative ways that things can be done. And let's have fun doing it. Let's enjoy every moment of our life doing all of the things that are exciting and an adventure to do. We can do them. Oh, yes, we can. We can do these things, and we are doing them right now. But are we really having as much fun as we can? Are we really soaring as much as we can? And no, we have only begun. We have only begun, and that beginning started hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, millions of years ago. As it started so long ago and took a while to wind up and get going, it's just a matter of letting the forces of our brain, the thoughts of our mind, reveal themselves to us and open the doorway of our inner awareness to what we really are. We have within us the thinking power, the mind, to accomplish any dream we could ever imagine. And if we just have an inkling of that dream, that's just fine, because that starts us out. The inkling of the dream gets us on the road and says it can be done. How many children say, I've just begun. Hey, I like that. I want to be something fantastic. They don't say, I want to be something ordinary. They always say, I want to be something fantastic. And when they say, I want to be something fantastic, what do? They open their mind and their heart to that fantastic quality. And they don't know it can't be done. And this perhaps is the greatest blessing they could ever have. They don't know it cannot be done. You and I, we don't know certain things cannot be done. In our dreams, we dream of flying without an airplane, without wings, without anything. We dream of teleportation. We dream of all the sorts of things that are exciting and magical. We dream of being millionaires and billionaires. We dream of being healthy in our mind, body, and affairs. We dream of all these things. Now, how do we bring these dreams forth into fruition? How do we bring these dreams forth into our experience in our life? We bring them forth by thinking about them. Because as we think about them, we open up that inner reservoir of all truth, all knowledge, all wisdom, all genius. And as we do that, all that genius within us floods forth in a magic way. Apple has their genius bar. And you go into their stores with a problem with your computer, and they take you through several levels. They take you through people who are working on the floor. They take you to people who are serving the customers and doing the little things that are simple to do because they do them all the time. And then if you have something that's more complex, then you go to the genius bar. And behind this bar are people who have trained themselves on all of the intricacies of Apple's computer systems. And they know them pretty well. And if they don't know it, then they take it behind the bar. They take it to the little room out and back. And whatever they do there, they come forth and say, this is what can be done, and this is what should be done, and this is what you will do if you want to have it work properly. And you say, okay, it's going to cost me so much money to do that, and it's worth it. Or, nope, I'll just buy a new computer, and I won't have that to worry about. And all these systems come along, and they're beautiful, they're fantastic, they're marvelous. We are the genius today, and the geniuses are all about us, and the geniuses are in us. And because the geniuses are all about us, and because the geniuses are in us, we no longer use baling wire to tie together our cars, tie together our ideas. We use thoughts, and these thoughts are in our mind. These thoughts are the magic that make us so fantastic, that give us unlimited expression to arrive at the goals that are so wonderful and so powerful and so important to us. Are you ready for such an experience? Are you ready for such a life? If you are, you can accomplish anything you want, because your mind, your brain, your system of thinking has the ability to fulfill whatever it is you want for yourself. So remember, Wild Comics open Buck Rogers today. And as we have these wild comics in the comic strips, they are just imagination. That's the start. And the conclusion is the fulfillment of each idea, just a fledgling fulfillment, because that fulfillment reaches out even further to be something even more wonderful than anything could ever be in our thought today, because we haven't let ourselves dream our wildest dream to come up with our wildest possibilities as they are ours now. Wild Comics open Buck Rogers today. What wild comics are you reading? What dreams are you having? What imagination are you letting your genius bar work on today? It works. You know it works. So let go and let it be. And have fun in being your modern-day Buck Rogers. It's wonderful. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.